something that we discussed last week. Last week we were discussing a case where someone was faced with the shaila of killing himself in order to avoid being over the Isra of Yichud. So we discussed that whether or not the Isra of Yichud is considered the Zraya of the Arayas, it's Kol in the Isra of Arayas, that there is a din of Yar Zalyava. We went through the Shemaya of Shana Klugun, hold that it is Nichlal in the Zraya of the Arayas, and in certain cases it would be Yarag Zalyava. Shana Zaman passed like this. Kinegadai, we said Ramosha, Hashem told it's not Nichlal in Yarag Zalyava. In the case that we were discussing, and similarly, someone told me this week that there was a famous case in Eretz Yisrael that someone was going out on a date and he was going on a ski lift and the person shut down the thing at night and he was stuck up there and the person left. So the person was in charge, obviously left. They were managing in a massive of the Isra of Yichud, and the boss over there actually went and jumped out of the ski lift. He didn't kill himself, he ended up hurting himself. And as we mentioned last week, the Chayyar, he shouldn't have been mechayiv to do it because it's only karka olam. He's not doing a ma'aseh to be over this. But it wasn't just a story where someone actually went and jumped out of a ski lift in order to avoid being over this or yichud. So some people asked me, well, he doesn't tell the story, but he was in the hospital for a few months. Now a few people asked me after the shir that if the din of Yarek Valyaver is only a passive halacha. The din of Yarek Valyaver is that if someone comes and says that if you're not going to be Eved Isser, I'm going to kill you, then there's a halacha Yarek Valyaver. You should passively let him kill you in order to avoid being Eved Isser. But who says that the halacha of Yarek Valyaver, that a person is mechuyif to take his life into his own hands in order to kill himself? So I went through this week, I want to go through this. There's actually a machlokes rishonim on this, and it's not so posh that a person is mechuyif to kill himself in order to avoid being over the Isser. Matan Makarfit is taka from this week's parish and parish Noach. The pasuk says like this: "Va'achas as dimchem l'nafshe seicha." Rashi learns what's behind this pasuk. Afal pisha tarti l'chem atilus neshama u'behema. After the mavel, when they came out, the Eved was matir to kill a behema in order to eat it. As dimchem edush v'ashoyfach dam atma. If someone kills himself, he's over. And it's a shaila of mamash, it's a ritzicha, it's an issue for someone to take his life into his own hands. So there's a halacha like this in the Bedek Habayis, which is Beis Yosef, in Yeredeis, in Kufnen Zayin, brings like this. He brings this pasuk. He brings a vibracious rabble. Dorish v'achas dimchem nashaseichem. Atar lo chenik es nashe. There's a that someone is not going to kill himself. Yochel afilu k'chananya mishol v'azayah. We think that even if k'chananya mishol v'azayah will make the nashe to get killed. Tamadloimer ach. Pirish shebeshach hashmad yochel limser atzmei v'misa. Someone is able to give up his life to misa. V'harag es atzmei. And v'yorish v'yochel lama. If a person is nervous, he's not going to be able to be oimed in the sayin. And a person is allowed to take his nefesh, allowed to take his life in his own hands. He brings off the rayos, the yachal afilu kishol and kish, if he fears that. And he brings that yesh chotem on those. So you see a makar from here, from this drasha, from the Rishon Rabbah, that the Beis Yosef brings down, that there's a concept that someone can take his life into his own hands. Similarly, you find the tesis in Avodah Zarah, by the Soru Gemalsof, when they took the Chanidah ben Chadian. So Gemara brings over there that his Tamidim asked him what he sees, and he saw the Isis of Parchas, and they asked him, why doesn't he just jump into the fire together with the Sefer Torah that was burning, why doesn't he just jump into the fire? So it says, Amar lahem mutav sheyitzlanu bishenas, no? Let the HaKadosh Baruch Hu take my life, and he wants to take it. V'al who ba'at me? I shouldn't take my own life into my own hands, I should let the Eved Isser take care of it. So Tosfos over there speaks out, Amir ibn Atam, if you're nervous that you're going to be over Yavim over Kachal, you're nervous that the Goyim are going to come and force you to be over this, if they're going to come with you, the Surum, which is going to be impossible for you to stand up to, also mitzvah l'chol ba'atzmai, then it's a mitzvah for you to go ahead and to kill yourself. And he says, Yehuda Gittin, Gabi Yolodim, Shenishvul, Klein, Shetil Atzman Liyam. Famous story, the 400 kids, and they went and they jumped off into the water and they threw themselves into the yam. So Tosfos is saying that if you can be faced with an assayin that you think you're not going to be able to, so Tosfos is a mitzvah for you to go out to kill yourself. So maybe according to this, you can still make the argument that it's a reshus. It doesn't say over here that it's nichlal in the halacha of Yarek Valyaver, that there's a chiyus who wants to go ahead and to kill himself. Maybe one has a right to go ahead and to kill himself. So I found the Ramban in Milchamas, in Sanhedrin of Ayin Dalet, it's like this. He brings down he clears the shaila and he says like this. He brings the Gemara in Kedusha. The Gemara in Kedusha says like this. The tzaddik to be also whom a tenusa. There was a noble woman who was teveir of tzaddik to an atenaveir. So Amalas, he told this lady that he's very weak. He's very weak. He's not sure if he could do the Eved Isra right now. He's very weak. He asked him if there's any food in the house. Says the video, she showed him that he had chay for me. It says the shaila, what chay? Then she started warming up this meat so he should be able to eat it. And he went and jumped, put himself near the fire. So he asked him, why are you jumping into the fire? He said that I'd rather jump into the fire and kill myself than be Eved Isra. So she told him, if it's after the kach, I'm not going to make you be Eved Isra. And she let him go. The Lord brings a similar maestro from Rav Kahana, that he was selling baskets of he had baskets and he went to someone's house and Isha also was today him. Obviously the situation was that he felt he wasn't able to get out any other way, so he told him he wants to make himself look good, and he went up to the roof and he jumped out and said, well, Yoanovi came and came underneath and he saved him and he caught him from being able to jump to his Nisa. So Dr. Ramban, that you're going to say that maybe these two cases of Tzadar and Tahana were only cases of Sidkis. They didn't want to kill him. They didn't want to be over the Isser of be a Isseris. So maybe they went to kill him. Doctor, you can't say that. The Iyash Shalom, the Hassel for the Mishra Tadin, the Vadile, called on Nafshe, Ilavdinahu. He says, you're very nice, you want to be frum, and you want to make sure that you're not going to be over the Isser, but you wouldn't be able to kill yourself if it wouldn't be Allah, that you have to actually go to kill yourself. He says a person said when it comes to the shayla being over of shasha being over, it's a Shabbos. The person can be frum and say he's not as a retire. He was supposed to be doicha of Shabbos because of that. Doctor Ramban, that the halacha is, and the I saw from Kavitz Oros from Rabbi Chanan, and in the sefer from Rabbi Sarka Fisher also the Medayikus Ramban, he says that the din of yarig v'yave is not only passively that the person should let himself get killed, but as the person's mechuyif to go ahead and if he's faced a situation with the avera, which is really yarig v'yave, he's mechuyif to take his life into his own hands in order to avoid being over the isser of one regular chamuris. Now, connected to that, I found Rabbeinu Yonah in Tanhedrin. He says like that. Rabbeinu Yonah in Tanhedrin says that it's poshut that you don't find. He says you don't find in Shas that the person takes his own life into his own hand. He's going to like nimtzav shumokim betalad. He says I, the father of Kahana. He says there was some chalanes. They must have had some reason why they took their life into their own hands. He says that the person is not mechuyif to go ahead and to be moiseh nafshoi when it comes to the shayla yarig v'yaveh. So we mentioned the case last week. There would be totally in this machloekas. According to the Ramban, it seems that yarig v'yaveh is a act of halacha. If a person is mechuyif to kill himself if he's faced with a shash of being over a nisa. And according to the certain scenarios, if you hold that yichud would be in the case where it's not karka olam, the person would be mechuyif to. And according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it seems like he holds that the person is not mechuyif to take his own life in order to be able to avoid being over the Isra. Okay, let's go into the halacha that we learned this week. I don't know what the halacha of Ma'aseh is. I called up a bunch of people. I called like 4 or 5 people. I don't know what the halacha of Ma'aseh is. Ma'aseh Machoik is Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah. I think rather than follow the Suffolk, he goes to Kulu by that, but I don't know. I'm not sure what the local mice is, but I want to point out that we said last week, again, it's very rare that someone's going to have to check out a shayla, but the lechayra, it's a mechalik in Ramban and Ramban. Okay. Well, pull this off before you jump. It's not easy. Okay. So let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says like this. Also, Steve Al says, also, Nisyachid im Erva Maharayas. It's also for someone to be Nisyachid from the Erva from the Rayas. Now, it's important to point out that when it says you're being Nisyachid, you're being secluded with a Nisha, it doesn't mean that be in a house, in such a scenario. Any time where you're in a situation where it could be it's an open field, it could be any other case, it has to be in a house setting. Anytime it is a place where no one is going to pass by and it's shy for someone to be over an Isser, there's an Isser of Yichud there as well. So the Chabad says, it's also the Siachim Evim Arayis, and we pointed out last week, Yichud is not a frum type, it's not even the Rabbanon. In almost all cases, we're dealing with an Isser, which is an Isser in Menatera. So for the Gemara in Tehezin this week, the Gemara makes a Josh and a Apostle, that Isser Yichud is Menatera. So there's an Isser for someone to be Nisyachid, in any of these arise from the Torah, And the Sabbath continues, Bain is a Kena Bain Yoda. Say if the Isha is an older woman, say if it's with a child, now the child will get to learn separately what age exactly it is, we'll see it's the latest, see if it's devoted to that. But the Sabbath speaks out of here that the Isser of Yichud is irrelevant of the age of the woman. To be a 90-year-old woman, people like we spoke about last week, people feel they don't have a natural taiva for that, and they think that there's no Isser of Yichud. The Isser of Yichud is irrelevant if you have a taiva, said if you don't have a taiva. The Isser of Yichud is even if you're betuach in yourself, that you're not going to come the day of Erev. There's an Isser for someone to be this Yachud, to be a 90-year-old lady, that's Bein Zekena Bein Yolda. I saw in the Akdama for the Sefer Dvar Allah, so he brings the half of the Gemais from the Stolner Rebbe. So the Stolner Rebbe was he had an operation, he was in the hospital, and Benichnas the Isha Zekena Mufledas, a very, very old lady came and walked into the room. Benichnas the Rebbe, it was Isser Yichud. He says, there's Galgul Derech Hamita, he just had undergone operation, he was in Galgul Derech Hamita, he rolled himself out of the window onto the ground. The Gashala Amar said, what are you doing up there? You just went under an operation. You're sick. You're an older person. She's an older lady. What are you doing? You don't understand what the Yetzirah is. He says, in a second, he can make me well enough that I'll be strong. He's going to be after the Zakena, I'll be over this and Yisra. So he went to call Pshutik and Mashmoy. He wasn't the Tuach and himself. And he went and he rolled himself out of the window in order to avoid being over the Isser of Yichud. Now, obviously, this comes up very often if someone wants, when the parents are older, and you want to bring them into your house. So obviously, I'm not going to go through, we'll see in the coming weeks, different eifanim, to how to avoid being oibidus or of Yichud, different eitzes that there are, but someone should have to keep in mind that if he has an older, the Isser of Yichud applies to a mother-in-law, so someone has a mother-in-law in this house, and he has to be very nervous and very careful when we're dealing with, when it comes to the Isser of Yichud. Again, depending on the situation, there might be different eifanim where it should not be a problem, but this person has to take into account that just because it's an older person, it's not a heter b'chlal, the Isser of Yichud, I want it to be nizer in an older woman, just the way nizer in a younger person. And the Mechab is talking about an older woman. The same halacha applies if it's an older man. Now, the shaila in the poskim, but what happens if you're dealing with an older man and he's so weak or he's physically unable to be able to have a real relationship with the woman? Is there an isra of yichud in such a person or not? So the shaila is b'tshuva zayis ra'anan. And it's brought down in Ramosha, says there's an Isser of Yichud b'chi agadna as well. And Ramosha explains, says, why is there an Isser of Yichud? Chayr, the Isser of Yichud is only because it could bring l'idei someone being over an actual Isser. Now, this is an important Nakuda which Ramosha speaks out, and it's the gay of a lot of halachas. And the Isser of Yichud is only because of the chash that a person is going to actually go ahead and be bizana with a woman. If he's not going to have enough time, let's say, to be over the Isser, then there is no Isser of Yichud. Even though he could be over different Isser, which also might be derisive, he might be touching an Isha, Chibut Venisha, which is also an Isser of Midiraisa. But the Chazal didn't answer the Isser of Yichud if the only Shash that it could become to is a Shash of being over, not, there's no Smamish, it's only a Shash of being over different Yisurim, then there is no Isser of Yichud. Says maybe because they were nervous. I'm saying whatever the Cheshbain is as to why Chazal did that, but that's clear. There is a theory in Ramoshan, a different Shuvah seems to say that there is a Chash of Yichud, even if the whole Isser is not a Chash, there's no such Chash as less, there still is an Isser of Yichud. We'll see that Ramoshan himself wrote that was only a Chumrah. But Kapanam, the Isser of Yichud, Kipshuta, is not applied unless it's Shayach to come the day Isser. The Shabbat here is, if this person can't have any relationship, why is there an Isser of Yichud? So Moshe speaks out, and he brings down the Gemara, which we learned last week. The Gemara, like, the Allah brings the Rishi Barashi, says he was moving the Spal of Yidei, the Shabbat Baruch should save him, he should be saved from the Yitzhahara. The Gemara of it says that his wife overheard him saying it, and his wife said, what's he nervous about the Yitzhahara? So he said he was torish from his wife, and Rashi says, he was purged from his own wife. He didn't have a relationship with his wife, which is a mitzvah. Obviously, it's because he was unable to. So Rashi says, because it was machmas zikna, he was an older person. And it was impossible for him to have a relationship with his wife. So the Gemara brings that his wife dressed up as a zayna, and he was teveya, and he daughter is like this, and we're going to tell you the whole story which we learned last week. So Dr. Moshe, that the chash, even if someone thinks that he's not shy of him to be able to Israel, he says, here you have an Amorah. And the Amorah brings down that he was perished from the Ishtai Kamashana. And the reason why he was perished because he was physically unable to have relationship with his wife. And still you see that he was that the Makom where he thought that he was going to be able to Israel, somehow when there's Gabra in him, the Yetzirah has, like I said, the Yetzirah is a tremendous kayach of a person. And the Yetzirah put in him such a chukka, and he was almost over the Israel. So Dr. Moshe, since you see that this is the chash, that it could happen. So Dr. Moshe, but if it's takal pi roifim, it's impossible for them, then he says maybe it could be medical. But if as long as, even if it's just a stamazoi, the person feels that he's not shy of him to perform the act, it doesn't mean that there's a heter for someone to be nisyachet with an isha. So this obviously creates a tremendous problem. Same case, if someone, let's say, is homebound, a man is homebound, and most of the he wants to have an aid by it. And most aides, again, if a person could find an aide that's a man, they'll take care of the problem, but a lot of the aides are women. So what could, if a person has to be nizif and isa yichud, even though he thinks he's a person is older and is able to like, sanashim, he's not nervous that he's going to come with the day iser, but still a person has to be nizif, even for such a case, because the Rashi said, you never know when a person could punk the side to be, gabra sayyesa, could cause him to be able to iser, and there's an iser of yichud for someone to be in such a case. Now Rashi is make of b'chiyah gavna, where a person naturally doesn't have a kayas to be able to be able to iser, he's make with an iser derabana. And we'll see, Shamsun, the Issa Rabbanon, so we won't have to meet us between Issa Derais and Issa Rabbanon. There could be if there's a Knuya, with Tahira, that's Ramosha's case. We'll go through other cases also where a person will be able to find an aid who is not Issa Derais, and then it could be in Bechiah Gavna that will be able to be Mekel. But Samazai, if it's with an Erebel, which is also Menatera, even if a person is older, there a person has to be Basma, and there's an Issa for him to be Nisyaka with a lady. Let's continue the Mechaba. Mechaba continues. Chut. There's an issur for him to be nisyachet with any one of the rayas in the Torah, except me'einim bino, with a father a mother with his daughter of avin bita, and a father with his daughter. Those two, there is no issur of yichud. Now we saw in the Gemara learns that the pasuk, there's no issur for someone to be nisyachet with a parent. But the Bas speaks out that this is true even for a grandchildren. A person says, no, it's a yichud b'chlal for someone to be nisyachet with a grandchild. That is a very complicated shaila. I'm not going to go into it barichas, but what happens when someone has an adopted child? Is there an isra yichud there or not? So the ma'isa, kemat all the place can hold, there is an isra of yichud. Moshe holds like that, Shemazam, and kemat kulam, Shmuel Salant, kemat all the place can hold that if someone adopts a child, there is an isra of yichud. The Tzitzel Yazir does bring, he gives on his own, he wants to maybe be matters, he has a cheshvin, that there's a, we'll see soon that the issur of yichud is gevoit on a sort of a natural type that someone has, and wants to say, he comes up with a big cheshvin that if you adopt the kid, then you lose the type. There's a tremendous cheshvin, and Lamaisa, kemat kol gedol yolim, achelik in him. So Lamaisa is very, very, very hard to be medical. If someone has an adopted child, b'chere, he has to be machmer, but all the halachas of yichud and be nizr from being able to issur of yichud. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't speak it out, but the Gemara discusses whether or not, so the Gemara discusses a father with a daughter, or a mother with a son. What happens with a brother and a sister? What's the halacha over there? So here we learn this week, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara brings there that Amar of Yehuda, Amar of Asi, Misyachet Adam in Machoyse, Vidor in Imo. A person is able to be Misyachet with his sister, Vidor and Imo. And the way Rashi speaks out, that a person is able to be Misyachet Adam and Machoyseh, that's a temporary to be Misyachet. Vidor and Imo is Bekfiyas. Bekfiyas is allowed to live with his mother, and he's able to be Misyachet, and we'll see exactly what it means that he's allowed to be Misyachet with his sister. Now, what's the makar of this halacha? Makar is a pelf. The Torah said that there's an iser from the right and the Torah. There's a special drasha from the pasuk that goes ahead and says that with a mother there is no iser of yichud. So, what's the heter of a sister? So, Rashi says from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin goes through barichas that they mevatel the yetzahara of a rai. Says over there that they first mevatel the yetzahara of a vaydazara. And they saw it was an Eish Ratzon, so they asked the Kaddish Baruch Hu to hand them the Yetzirah of Arayat. And the Yitzhak, the Gemara and Yumot add that the Yitzhak told them, if you're going to kill me, then the whole world is going to be involved. And the Taka, you see, the Gemara brings down that because they had, they captured the Yitzhak of Arias. It says that they wanted an egg from that was one day old, and they couldn't find any because since they put him away for 3 days to try to see what's going to happen. And it says because there was no Yetzihara, people weren't, it says it was impossible to keep, so they had to, they realized that they cannot kill the Yetzihara of Arias. So what did they do? It says Tachal Einot, and that helped that they took away the Taiva from their crib. So then the Gemara's before that the Anshik Nesla Gedayla went and they took away the Taiva from crib. So the fact that Taiva Rosh, how could they be matter in this from the Torah? The Torah went and said, this is for someone to be in this Yachad with his sister, and come to Anshik Nesla Gedayla. And they went and they were mevatel the Yetzihara. Just because they were mevatel the Yetzihara, how did it become mutter? What's the makar for such a halacha? Zok says the Rosh. The makar was that they learned it from the halacha of a person is able to be mitzachah with his mother. Why is a person able to be mitzachah with his mother? He learns off because it states in them that if a person doesn't have a natural taiva for his mother, or a daughter for his father, since there's no natural taiva b'chlal, so therefore, and the Torah said that when there's no natural taiva, they were able to move, there is no Isra of Yichud, so Chazal saw from there that if they somehow take care of the Yitzhahara, and they make it that it doesn't exist, so then there is no Isra to be Nizyachah. Now, Chagat, you see that the Nakuda, Ramesha speaks out, but let's say someone is a ger. And so really, if someone is a ger, his father and his mother don't have a din, din a teres is not considered a father and mother. He's considered independent. So is he able to be nisyachet with his father and with a father or mother? What's the halacha over there? So Moshe says that since it's natural in the Bria, like Hakadosh Baruch Hu created, that the person doesn't have a taiva for his mother or father, so therefore Moshe says that it's possible that a person is able to be nisyachet, even though it's not a real father or mother in teres, but since it's negated halacha of yichud, that's considered enough. Makapanim to Zokhtai Zerosh. How does Shmuel argue with the Kosher? It's a good question. It's a friend of most people. We're running out of time. It's a rich. So Akapanim states in the Tzai Zerosh that the since that's connecting them with Vatel, but Achai says it therefore became mutter for someone to be Nisyachet together with his sister. Now the Shaila is, what type of kraven is it really talking about? So the Poskim all are discussing the case of Achayis with his sister. What about other kraven? So there are many Yeruchim, there's a Levush like this, that extend this to other kraven as well. You say, Lav Dafka Achayis, other kraven as well are Nichlal in the Halacha that a person is able to be Nisyachot. Because they say, if Anshik Nesla Gedayla were Mevatel, a Hanyi be kraven, it says a kraven, so they took away their Yetzirah from kraven. So who had been other kraven as well? Now, Rav Moshe speaks out that even in Rav Yerushalayim, Avada means natural kraven. That means he says, let's say it's your father's sister, but if it's through marriage, that means if you want to, if you were not direct, if it only became a part of through marriage, and Avada there will be no heter, even according to this Rav Yerushalayim, there will be no heter to be nisyachet, but it's an end through marriage. It's only if it's a natural, your father's sister, then it could be that. But if it's your father's brother who married someone, then Avada with that end, there will be nisyachet to be nisyachet. And what the Rebbe says about our daughter-in-law or mother-in-law, anything that comes through marriage, any craving that he says, even Rebbe Yeruchim is made, there is no hetzer to be nisyachet. Now Rebbe Moshe seems to pass him like this halacha l'maisa, that someone is able to be nisyachet with his father's sister. So in such a case, if one is able to be nisyachet with his father's sister, it's mutter. L'maisa, most of the other poskim seem to be chaylik on Rebbe Moshe. And they hold that the Sahaniba, the Anshik Nesla Gedayla, Mevatel Yetzihara, is limited dafka to his sister. And it seems that the Gevata, someone should be Masmer, Malkam Eisurif, Israel Moshe, who seems to pass him, that it's extended to other craving as well. But the Kipshuta La Alocha, about one should be Nizer and not take on this Kulu. And Kipshuta, this Heter that Anshik Nesla Gedayla went to Mevatel Yetzihara, and it's Mutter to be Nisyachet, the Fisho, applies strictly to a sister and not to other craving. No, it's only for Nisyachet. This is no, grandparent is a Snichel in the Heter of Ein. The Bach says that when it says that the Mutl Av Nisyachet, but no, so that's a natural in the Bria, that there's no Taiva, that's a separate halacha. There's two halachas, there's Ein and Beno, and then there's a separate halacha, and that's the grandparents are Nichel in that, and there's a separate halacha, which is Achaisa, and that's the question of what's Nichel in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, which is Mevatel B'Yetzahara. Chedesh Halacha, the Halacha is, and again, it's Machlokes in the Gemara with Rashi and Shmuel, the Rosh passes that Achoisa is Mutter. Again, we're saying it's limited to a case of where it's a natural, where it's a sister and not other kreid. And when it says that it's Mutter to be Nityanka with them, Lafisha, what does that mean? So Ramesha and the Tshuva bring, there's basically three shittas in this. The shita of an Imre Yosha, Imre Yosha's case was that someone was going on vacation, and he wanted to take out a room together with his sister. So the Shaila over there asked him if he's able to go to be nisyachad with his sister in such a case or not. So over there, the Shaila seems to imply that it says he brings, and the Ramosha says that the makar of the sad would be from the Gemara and Brachas, that there's a mutter for Shloishim Yoyim. And the Ramosha says to a Gemara that a Reyes Yam HaGadol, and you make a bracha, it's asked for Shloishim Yoyim. So you see that it says Leprakim, and it says Rashi's Lashon over here is Leprakim. So Taitra of Leprakim is once in 30 days. Ramosha argues on this. Ramosha says the Rashi over here should rely on what the Gemara and Brachas over there says. He says, a lot of people who didn't learn the Gemara and Brachas, and people who learned it, by Nishkach the Brachas, by the time they got the Kedushin, they already forgot what it says in Brachas. It says that Rashi should teach Leprakim to be relying on the fact that the Gemara and Brachas says that Leprakim is Achash Hashem Yoyim. Ramosha says it can't be that that's what Rashi is relying on. Ramosha does not like the sheet of Lechlal, that it's once in 30 days. There's another sheet brought down in the Eitzah Feistim, which is the Kviya says 3 days, he says Mutter 2 days, once you hit 3 days, then it should be Yonta. Reb Moshe and Reb Yaakov have a different sheet on this, they go someplace in between. Reb Moshe says like this, Reb Moshe's taich is that what does it mean, Lefisha? He says you have to look at it, she says like this, Sheinikir Shebo Raklis Arashan. It has to be Nikir that when you came to be Nisyacha together with your sister, it was only to be like a guest. You want to come to Veloi. It's not like you're moving in over there, it's not like you're staying there with kids. And Ramesh himself says that it depends on the situation. It could be the same amount of time does not apply to each person. If let's say you have someone wants to come from Eretz Yisrael, he's coming to visit you in America. So for him to stay for a week is not unusual. So it could be there would be no Yitzir of Yichud if your uncle comes, if someone's brother comes to Eretz Yisrael and wants to stay in their house. For a week there will be no Yitzir of Yichud, because that's a normal time for someone who's coming to Eretz Yisrael to stay with them for a week. It would be a normal case. Masha'en Kain, if the person lives in the same town, him to move in for a week, that's not so normal anymore. It's not the usual case, the person, the guest who lives in the same area to move in for a week. So you can have the same amount of time with the same person, depending on where he lives. If the person would have lived in Eretz Yisrael, so then it would be a mutter for him to be in the Siachet with his sister for a week. Masha'en Kain, if he lived close by, so then that's not normal for it to be a guest like that, so therefore it would be awesome. And this shaila comes up very, very often, is if let's say parents have a son and a daughter that live in the same house, not so much the other case which you mentioned, where someone's coming from Eretz Yisrael to move in with them, and there's agav, that's poshut in the poskim, that this has to be together with, to be nisyachah with his sisters, even after she becomes an eishes ish, which maybe you could say that she's not only an isser because she's a sister, she's also because it's different with eishes ish, but that's what seems to be muslim in the poskim, that the hetter is extended to even after she becomes an eishes ish, it will be muslim. But usually the case that comes up is parents want to go away, they want to go to Eretz Yisrael, they're going on vacation, and they want to leave kids at home. Are they allowed to or not? So Reb Moshe over here is masna. Reb Moshe says, stand in the tshuva, he says, "Utzarach lezor leilu sheyishloim bevateim rak ben echad abas achas." And this is important. Reb Moshe speaks out that in the case that we're talking about, that it's also to be nisyached with your sister when the parents are leaving, is right. He says the case is with ben echad abas achas. Shem yirtzu leilu chazman gadol kinesiyah levakei et Yisrael kedoyma. If you're going to Eretz Yisrael for an extended amount of time and you have only one son and one daughter staying in the house, he says you should be machmer and you shouldn't leave them alone, you should bring in different shemir, because it's also for a son and a daughter to be in the siachah together. Now Ramosha seems to imply in this case that if let's say you would have two daughters and one son, he seems to imply that it would be mutter in such a case. Now even though the halacha is not like that, the halacha is that one man is not living in Sachad with two ladies. But it could be over here it's Taka different. Because over here we're not dealing with the regular Issam and Atzeira. We're dealing with the Issam Ashik Nasa Gadayla went and we're Vato the Eitzahara. Elamai, that is, we're nervous that if it's been an extended amount of time, then maybe you're going to come to being over the Issa. So since over here, Ben Echad, one man with two women, is only this in the Rabbanim, not Mamash and Issa in the Torah, so Kubi Ramosha was Haka Mekel B'chi Agadim. I did see from Rabbi Yatan, exactly, you see that Ramosha used such a type of lomdus, as we mentioned before, that a Zokin, but a Zakena would be Issa Yichad the same way. But here Ramosha says, if it's normal that you're not going to be nervous that they're going to come the day in Issa, then an older brother and older sister could move into an apartment together. See, Ramosha used this type of a lomdus. That's in the Zanshik Nesek Dadawani Mavatel, the Yetahara. Elamai. They weren't Mavatel completely, so he can't be Nisiachat for an extended period of time. So even though normally it would be answer for Zokin and the Kena to stay together, but Bitsirif, that Anshik Nesek Dadawani went to Mavatel, the Yetahara, so thereby an older brother and older sister, Ramosha is master. I did find in the Sefer Teres that Yichud brings from Rabbi Yasha that this case is also. Yasha says that a son together, a brother together with two sisters would be answer as well. In a reverse case, he is Mekel. Where it's two brothers and one sister, so we'll see, we'll get to Allah soon, that it's Mukta to be Nisiachat B'yoyim, but it's not Mukta to be Nisiachat B'layla. But over there, it seems to be Mekel, even there, it seems to be Mekel, and there, he could be, even if he's leaving two boys and one daughter, there is more of a tzad that a person could be Mekel. The shash is only Balayla, so you see, it's even more Mukta, it's only a shash, the one didn't fall asleep. So to be Chayesh so far, that we're not Chayesh. So again, there's a machlokes between Ramosha and Rabbi Yasha as to whether how many siblings have to be at home in order to avoid being over the Issur Yichud. But it's important to be nizer in this halacha. Some people don't realize that the etzin is the Issur of Yichud between a brother and a sister. Again, if the parents are home, then obviously it doesn't create a problem. And even if they leave for a short amount of time, obviously it won't be an Issur. But if they're planning on leaving for an extended period of time, with their Moshe, they're going to get to trouble for an extended period of time, one has to be nizer. And to make sure that there's someone else in the house to be mapped to them from being over the Isser of Yichud. Actually, you want to know.